Case number three. Gwendolyn is 27, and she's been married for 5 years. 2 years ago, her husband left her and went to live with another woman. And Gwendolyn, quite naturally and understandably, was very deeply distressed. In fact, she went through a very difficult period for several weeks and had a nervous breakdown. And it was during this very difficult period that she came in contact with Buddhism. And with the help of Buddhism, with the help of meditation and discussion, contact with like-minded people, she was able, eventually, to begin to discover herself and learn to stand on her own feet. Eventually, she went to live as part of a Buddhist community up in Scotland. And that was nearly a year ago. And she's not very happy there. But quite recently, her husband has got in touch with her and says he wants to come back to her. Now, Gwendolyn is a rather big-hearted, forgiving sort of girl, so she's quite ready to welcome him back and let bygones be bygones. But once again, there's a difficulty. He wants her to leave that Buddhist community in Scotland. In fact, he'd rather like her to give up her interest in Buddhism altogether. He can understand her developing that interest while he was away, when he left her, in fact, but now that she has him again, he says, Buddhism ought not to be any longer necessary. So he says, this is his offer, this is his suggestion, that he'll make a very comfortable love nest for the pair of them, and they will be happy together. Now, Gwendolyn thinks that this is all rather infantile, and she refuses to give up Buddhism. But he says that what she's really doing is using Buddhism to punish him for his unfaithfulness, that she hasn't really forgiven him.